Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This past week,
yeah,
and this has been going on for a couple weeks, but it really kind of bubbled over this past week, and that was the the Hall of Fame decided we are going to jump in that mud pile that T.O. occupies and get down there with him. And we ain't going to highlight you individually at all. And listen, nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with them doing it. They just don't have to say it, though, because then they look like they're mud wrestling, too. Meaning that listen, there will be a group mention or the class will be mentioned. His name will be included there.
They will do that, yeah.
But they won't do what they would do, say, if he were somebody who was deceased. They would spend time individually talking about this.
And you would have someone, you would show the video montage and have someone, a representative. But he's already said he's going to do his thing in Chattanooga. So,
but the Hall of Fame hadn't said anything as if they weren't going to acknowledge him.
Well, people
now
probably,
they have.
Well, people are probably wondering. You know, so they're just clearing the air. To me, they're just clearing the air. He's not coming. We're going to send him. We're going to send him his jacket and send him his ring.
Don't you love that when you heard it said like that? Not FedEx. We're going to mail him his jacket.
Yeah. You know, so I mean.
Get there in 3 to 4 days.
Yeah. I mean, this is supposed to be the ultimate thing for playing. But you know what? In a whole nother way, let me think about this. Because what is the Hall of Fame induction ceremony really about?
It's a TV show, for one.
No, but I mean, what is it really about? What do the players usually talk about? The people who meant the most, the people who helped them get there.
Absolutely.
That is what the Hall of Fame is all about, how the player, the journey, and how the person got there. And to me, for him not to want to go and participate robs those folks of a moment. And that's why I don't like what he's doing. He's robbing people who loved him unconditionally, people who stood by him up and down, players who gave him that chance. And also the people that you mentioned during your Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the people who meant the most to you. You know, loved ones who passed away, who would love to be there for you at that moment, you're going to deprive all those folks for that, for your ego. That's my problem with T.O.
Let me ask you a question.
And the whole thing. He's robbing people who helped him get to where he is by not going to that event and acknowledging and sharing that moment.
All right.
Because that's what Hall of Fame is. That's what happens at the Hall of Fame. You know, it's about the player, but it's about the journey.
Point taken.
Yep.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking about this T.O. situation going into the Hall of Fame. If you believe what he says, though, all the people that did exactly what you're describing stopped once he left college because he had nothing nice to say about anybody in the NFL.
Of course, he got there all on his own.
If you believe what he says, nonsense.
Right.
But I'm saying if you believe that, then he's going to the place that he got everything that you just described. Family members aside, he could thank them at Krispy Kreme. Doesn't matter where he stands and gives that. Okay. But the NFL players and the NFL personnel and all those coaches apparently weren't as close to him. Because he's got nothing nice to say. He's never, I mean, other than crying in an interview talking about Tony Romo, that's my quarterback.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, who has he talked about that's helped him at the pro level?
Well, I'm talking about the pro level. We're talking about all the people on the way up.
That's what I mean. So he figures he can do that at the college,
There are people who helped him before he got to the college.
404.
If he hadn't got any help along the way, he never would have made it to college.
We absolutely know that. I'm just saying, it's amazing how some people can kind of forget that sort of thing.
You know,
and I agree with you that that's the case here. Here's something that I heard, and I brought this up yesterday, and I can't confirm it. This is why I would need David Archer on the phone if he's up listening. But as I understand it, do you know about what happens the week before an enshrinement ceremony? There's parties that are thrown for you on your behalf.
Okay.
And they're thrown for you by your previous teams.
Okay.
And as I heard it, as I understand it, none of his previous teams wanted to give him a party.
Yeah.
And if he was going to have one, and of course all of them have them.
Oh, yeah.
But he would have been the only one who had to go in his own pocket and pay for it. So that was on top of whatever other reasons he has.
And some people
what
say
are the reasons why he didn't want to go?
Some folks may say because he's not wasn't the first ballot guy.
But that too. Yeah.
But the wide receivers are rarely first ballot. Now he would be going in with one who is. And Randy Moss
is
the
say,
first ballot, but the first ballot receivers are rare.
Yeah, but he should have all the stuff aside, he should have been a first ballot Hall of Fame. We can agree on that. And if you're going to bring up an argument, it's not a big argument. It's easy to kind of make the case he should be, but it's all the ancillary stuff. It's all the locker room stuff. All the things that he's showing right now is the reason why nobody wants to throw him a party.
Now, the last two first ballot guys also had Super Bowl rings. So that's something else, too.
Again, and that's another story that won't be told the way it should be because his performance in the Super Bowl, should be talked about in a way that's reverence. But yet,
at the Hall of Fame, but he's like
he flushed the toilet on that, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.